Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little SRV bringing us back. Stevie Ray, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Patty Green. Patricia Green is the professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, co-founder of the Diana Project, and leader of the 10,000 Women Project, sponsored by Goldman Sachs. It's one of the programs that she does there for the Babson College for their programs, and she's our good friend and longtime brain trust member. Patty, thanks again for being here. We're talking about vacations. We're talking about taking some time off. How is it working out for you? How do you make it happen? Is it the right thing to do? How do you define vacations? That's one of the things we talked about in the last segment. Patty, I've got a little polling here I want to share. We asked this question in the beginning of every summer in our online poll of our newsletter. We asked this question, this kind of a question. We said, how much vacation will you take this summer? And 59% said they take a whole week off. 25% said I'll take only a few days this year, and only 16% said I'm lucky to be able to get a day off. Now, Patty, that is an improvement over years past. And I said, see, that's actually almost over 8 of 10 are going to take some kind of a vacation this year, even if it's just a few days. And so what I'm attributing that to is the fact that small businesses, if they've survived the last, what I call the lost decade we've just gone through, if they've survived that, they found out how to run their business efficiently and effectively, and they've got their cornflakes together, and I think they're in a financial position. Because when I think about taking a day off or a week off as a small business owner, I've got to have the cash flow, the uninterrupted cash flow, to pay the bills while I'm gone. And if you've survived all this time, your financial situation and your company has got to be bigger. I think the balance sheets of small businesses, even though they don't have enough sales, I think their balance sheets are better probably today than they've ever been. What do you think?
I think you could be right. And again, I think most of the businesses I see right now are those that came through 10,000 small businesses, and they're certainly showing steady growth. Some more than some, even bigger leaps in growth. But I think it could be right there. And part of it, you said something, too, that the cash flow has to come in while you're gone. There's a big difference, too, between the business owners that are still doing the business of the business. They're producing the product or selling the service, right, or that type of thing. And those that now have enough people that they're actually focusing on owning the business, yep, and running and growing the business. So there's a very big difference between what vacation might mean to those two groups of people.
Well, the people who are still running the business, there is a question about whether they get a vacation and how much fun it will be. If somebody else is running their business, if they're just, they're the owner and they've gotten to the point where they don't have to go in and watch everything that's going on, well, they know they're going to get a vacation this year. All those people do. But one of the reasons that I brought up that my thought about the financial situation is it brings up a point that I think you want to talk about, is combining the concept of the financial strength of the company and the growth of the company with a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about that when we were talking, that really, how do you use taking a vacation as a growth strategy? And it reminded me again of in the 10,000 Small Businesses program, one of the things we heard when people were thinking about applying was, I can't afford to be out of my business for, a full day every week, every other week, or if they're in the blended program, 4 days at a time. And once they worked on, how would I do that? Who would handle emergencies while I was gone? Finding the person in their business to whom they could delegate, it changed everything about their business. Mm-hmm. Because no longer, it was now the business wasn't just them. Even if there's other employees, it wasn't just them. Now they're really setting themselves up for growth because they're relying on other people. It's more about a business, not just producing a product or service.
Well, and also, as they're thinking about what you're saying just there, when they hire the next person, they're now thinking, okay, is this a person I can turn my business over to while I'm gone for a week?
Yeah, you know,
is this a person who can contribute to letting me be away from the business for a day or two?
Well, who do I have that would love to have an additional opportunity where I could actually give almost a career step here?
Right.
And you could actually break it down into, you know, who do I have that could run the day-to-day? Who do I have that could keep the large projects going? Or who do I have that could handle things in an emergency? And maybe it's not even the same person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so from a growth strategy standpoint, what are some other thoughts?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, actually it led me to thinking about advisory boards. Because we're thinking about if you don't have anybody internal and you need to get away for a couple of days, you need that vacation desperately. You know, one idea is many of us have, you know, retired relatives who've had businesses or something mm-hmm. like that. Maybe they could step in for a couple of days. But an advisory board member, you know, and then, of course, many people say, well, I don't have an advisory board. And frankly, I'll say, well, shame on you.
Well, you know, that was what happened to me when I had my consulting company. It was just me. And I told my clients, I said, look, I'm going on vacation, but I'm still available. And mm-hmm. I was, and they called me.
Well, and there's that.
Patty, hold on to that thought. We have to take a quick break. We come back. We're also going to talk about how do you help your employees take a vacation? Why is that a good idea? And why is it maybe even a good strategic idea? And I'll talk about that with Patty Green, Dr. Patty Green, after these messages. She's with Babson College, babson.edu. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.